Bind. Shamanic Toolkit. I'm a shaman, and that means that I have really high standards when it comes to the spiritual tools and accessories that I use and share. So if I'm going to put a product out into the world, and I'm going to ask people to spend their money on it, then that product is going to offer those people some real deal tangible value. And it's going to have an awesome impact on their lives. Which brings me back to my original goal to create and share a spiritual deck, which will actually level up my life and yours. You see, alchemy elementals aren't just a collection of sounds. They make up a shamanic toolkit specifically intended to level up your whole life. A lot of people think shamanism is about all this out there spiritual stuff, when the truth is that shamanism is about bringing the invisible world and the physical world together for tangible results that palpably improve people's daily lives here on this plane of reality. It's actually quite practical this way. And that's what this audio experience is, to support you in cultivating your own spiritual powers and your own abilities as a quantum creator, so that you can access more magic and lift and shift and make your life lit AF. Plus, aside from being Native American or Shipibo or whatever, all the shamanic decks that I ever see are basically just animals. And don't get me wrong, I love animals. Animals are powerful earth allies, which is why I've included them in the alchemy elementals. But animals comprise just one aspect of the earth element, which is just one aspect of the whole elemental family that sustains all life on this planet. Animals are only the tip of the iceberg, and they create a great distraction for human beings to direct all their attention onto them while ignoring all the other aspects of the other elemental planes. As a shaman, I'd really rather people place their attention on where magic comes from, so they can lift and shift, manifest giant, and make the world a better, more pop rocks place. And powerful though animals may be, magic doesn't come from them. Magic comes from the elements. The elements. Elements are physical manifestations of spirits. I know that might sound crazy to someone who grew up in the United States, who worships at the altar of logic and reason, or who has been indoctrinated to believe that the only reality that counts or exists is material reality. But given that you're listening to this right now and that you're a member of the Lit Tribe, I think it's safe to assume that you understand that reality is quantum and multidimensional and that spirits are real. Moving on. As I was saying, elements are beings that exist in the spirit world and express themselves as elements here in the physical world. Elements are what allow us to sustain life within this planetary field. Take your own biological spacesuit, for example. The human body is animated by pure atomic energy. Without the elements to sustain and balance this energy, the human form would literally short-circuit and burn itself out. This is why human beings need to eat food and drink water and breathe air and expose themselves to sunlight in order to stay alive. Our interactions with these elements are what allow us to balance and replenish and integrate this incredibly powerful atomic life force that animates all beings and all life in this dimensional realm. But human beings aren't just balanced and sustained by the elements. Human beings are the elements. This means that the more we understand the elements, the more we understand ourselves. As you work with the elementals here and start to develop a relationship with them, you will come to understand the subtleties and nuances of how they function in nature as well as how they function in your body. Elements 101. While the elements are ever present on our planet and perform far too